Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazenia, the host of Live with Passion. I want your prayer life to be fruitful. I want it to be efficacious. I want it to be meaningful. I'm going to help you with your prayer life in this program. This reading comes from Luke chapter 6, verse 12. And in those days, Jesus went to the mountain to pray, and all night he continued in prayer to God. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, as you can see, Jesus was a man of prayer. All night he continued in prayer to God. See, what was he doing? He was communing with God. He was contacting God. He was allowing God to become all that he was. And as Christians, we have to be the same way. Prayer is our lifeblood as Christians. It helps us in every area of our life. I want to share with you some of the things that I do. And one of the things that I do is as soon as I get out of bed, as soon as my feet hit the floor, I make the sign of the cross, a very Catholic thing to do. And I say, Glory, Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit. What am I doing? I'm saying that as I begin my day, I want everything that I do to be to the glory, to the honor, to the worship of God. That's our purpose. That's our meaning. What we're trying to do is to glorify God by our life. That's exactly what Paul said in his letter to the Corinthians. He said, in everything that you do, he said, whether you eat or whether you drink or whatever you do, do it to the glory of God. I love that. Your leisure time, your work time, when you're worshiping, when you're traveling, whatever you're going to be doing, do it to the glory of God. That's why begin your day saying God to your glory. So I love that. In fact, the founder of the Jesuits, you probably know this, his name was St. Ignatius of Loyola. He had a motto, and it was to the greater glory of God. Oh, I love that. So begin by glorifying God and continue throughout your day glorifying God. And notice what I did as a Catholic. Of course, I do this. First prayer I ever learned was in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Trinitarian. God isn't just some power out there somewhere. God has revealed himself to us in the scriptures as Trinity. It's not that complicated. It's very simple. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So when you pray to God, don't just pray to God. Pray to each person of the Trinity. Pray to God, your Father, who created you and who loves you. I love what the scripture says. Cast your care on God because he cares for you. Pray to Jesus, your brother, who redeemed you on the cross and who is your best friend. Pray to the Holy Spirit, who's with you 24/7, even when you're sleeping. So develop a relationship with each person of the Trinity. That's really, really important. I believe as you do, your prayer life will be revived. Now, I preached a homily in Orlando, Florida, live in front of a bunch of people there right by Disney World. We're going to go to that service right now, and I pray that it'll help your prayer life to become fruitful.
Proclamation from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When you pray, don't babble on like the pagans who think that they'll be heard because of their many words. Don't be like them. Your Father knows what you need even before you ask him. This is how you are to pray: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive people their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you don't forgive people, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord.
Prayer is about speaking, but it's also about listening. Let me start with the listening part. We're in the Liturgy of the Word right now. And so you've just listened to the Gospel. You've listened to the first reading. Now you're listening to the homily. And you're praying right now. As you listen, you're praying. And as you read the word you're praying, that's one of the reasons why I gave you the Word Among Us, this little booklet. Those of you watching on TV, it has all the mass readings. It's called The Word Among Us. And simply reading the word is a prayer. I remember when I was 18 years old, came to the scriptures, didn't even know where to turn. So I turned to one of the Gospels. It was the one where it says, "Ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be open, seek and you will find." And for the first time in my life, I heard God speak to me right through the Word. And it led me to a conversion. It led me to being touched by the Holy Spirit because I began to ask and to seek and to knock. And so you come to the Scriptures, and that's a part of the prayer. You come to the Bible. And then you read good spiritual books. That's a prayer. I like to think that the books that I've written will help you. And as you read my books, you're praying. You don't have to always be speaking to pray. I live in a monastery, and I go on retreats. And a lot of my time in prayer, I don't even say a word. I'm either reading, or I'm simply being quiet. And it's in the quiet that you can sense God. In the silence, we call it, we have that song, Sacred Silence. I remember years ago, it was St. Augustine. Wasn't always a saint. He lived in the 350s. And one time he was going through a conversion. He writes about this in his book called The Confessions of St. Augustine. And he was outside one time and he heard a child's voice. And the child's voice said, "Take up and read, take up and read." He didn't know where that was coming from, but it so struck him that he went inside and he took his Bible and he started to read. And he went to Romans chapter 15, and this is what he read. It said, "Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the desires of the flesh." I guess he had a lot of desires for the flesh at that time. And he had a major conversion just by reading the scriptures. So I want to invite you, as you consider your prayer life, remember, don't babble on like the pagans. That's what Jesus just said. You know, don't just keep multiplying your words. Why don't you stop your words for a little while and just spend a little bit of time in quiet, reading the scriptures, reading good spiritual books. Take up and read. You are watching on TV. Take up and read. And I really believe that God will touch you, as he did me and so many others, St. Augustine. The stories abound as you become quiet. Remember, as we began Lent, we heard about Jesus in the desert. And what's he doing in the desert? He's focusing on God. He's concentrating on God. He's contemplating God in a quiet place, devoid of attractions, devoid of distractions, where there were no distractions. So we're journeying in Lent with Jesus in the desert. So I remember one time I was praying, and I was praying about being on television. I don't know if you know this, but you know, when you're on TV, there's a lot of work and it takes a lot of creativity. Nothing's easy. And as I was praying, I was thinking, you know, is this me? I mean, is this my motivation? Am I just trying to get known so everybody can have notoriety? And is all this about me? And as I was praying, I got quiet, and all of a sudden I heard something. And this is what I heard. What about God's will? What about God's will? And I was so delighted to hear that. And I made a new dedication. I was ready to let TV go because I wasn't sure about the motivations. I'm trying to reach out, trying to do a good thing, but a lot of things hit you when you're working like this. And so I realized that all my life, God had willed for me to proclaim the gospel on television. And yes, there are some mixed motivations there. I want people to know me and read my books and all those different things. But the bottom motivation is I want to proclaim the gospel everywhere. And it's God's will, and I discern that in prayer, just like my call to the priesthood, God's will. And so that's what Jesus asked us to do in the scriptures, in the reading today. He said, when you pray the Our Father, thy will be done. We pass over that so quickly. Jesus sweat blood in the Garden of Gethsemane because he so wanted to do God's will. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, remember what he prayed. He said, Father, not my will, but your will be done. Read any of your favorite saints. They will all talk about the will of God. The desire of God, the will of God for your life is so crucial, so important. So I would say in your prayer life, certainly try to discern the will of God. Really, really important. Pray about the will of God in your life. For you, it may not be on TV or becoming a priest, but raising a family and reaching out to other people, and in terms of what God's will is for your life, get this. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Probably never heard of that verse. By the way, I'm schooled in scripture. Thessalonians was the first book of the New Testament ever written, Paul's letter to the Thessalonians. Scholars tell us this was the beginning, even before the Gospels, 1 Thessalonians. So in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, this is what Paul says. This is the will of God for you, that you give thanks in all circumstances. Now, Paul didn't say give thanks for all circumstances, because some of the circumstances are tough. Suffering, going through struggles, going through a desert. But in all circumstances, give thanks. I was praying one time, and I went through a revolution in my prayer life a couple years ago, and this is the way I was praying. I was saying things like, Father, I need this, and please do this, and please do that, and help me here. And all of a sudden, those words that we just heard, your Father knows what you need before you ask Him, pray like this, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You know what that means? We worship your name. Holy is your name. Praise be to your name. So in other words, Jesus is saying, don't tell God how to run the universe. He knows what you need before you ask Him. Rather, give thanks in all circumstances. And that's what I started to do. Instead of asking for things, you know, and I need this and I need that and do this and do that, I started saying, Father, thank you that you've called me to be a missionary. Thank you that you've opened a door for me to be on television. Thank you that you're doing great things in my life. And as I praise God and give God thanks, and by the way, the word Eucharist means thanksgiving. And that's what we're here to do today, to give God thanks. So primarily in prayer, you ought not to be just asking for things, you ought to be giving God thanks and worship. And as you do that, He will take care of your needs. Simply praise Him, thank Him for everything that you can think about in all circumstances. I said all circumstances. And I know some of your circumstances are hard, but it's in all circumstances. For example, you remember the story of Paul and Silas. They're in prison. They're in prison, Paul and Silas, for preaching the gospel. They're in a Philippian jail, midnight hour, middle of the night. Everybody's asleep, not Paul and Silas. They're singing, praising God, worshiping God in prison, in all circumstances. You remember what happened. All of a sudden, the ground shook, the door burst open, they were free to go. That's what God does when you praise Him, when you worship Him, when you thank Him. He opens doors. I want to talk about calling God Father. Jesus was telling us that prayer is relational. Please try to get that. He used the word Father. I was in Jerusalem one time, and I'm walking down the streets, and here's this little guy, and his dad was with him. And he was pointing in the window. This is Jerusalem in Israel. And he's pointing in a window, this little guy. And as he points in the window, he grabbed his dad, and he goes, Abba, Abba. And I turned my head because, you know, I'm studying the scriptures. Abba is an Aramaic word, which means daddy, papa, father. It's a term of endearment. You know that Jesus gave us that term in the Bible. He said in the Garden of Gethsemane, for example, He called out, Abba, Daddy. So this is the way Jesus prayed. He didn't just pray to God out there somewhere. He had this familial, intimate term of endearment relationship with God. And that's what I want you to have. I told you last night, if you were here, that I'm a junior, Cedric John Pazania Jr. My dad was married for over 50 years. I cannot express to you the relationship that I have with my dad. It was a blessed, honorable, intimate friendship. I had favor with my dad. And I think, of course, because I'm a junior, I look like him. I think I'm a little better looking than he was, but anyway. And, you know, he loved my mom. They were married for over 50 years. I presided at their 50th golden wedding anniversary. I stood between them as they exchanged their vows again. What an honor. I know he loved my mom and he loved my sisters, always treated us with great dignity and respect, but there was something special that he and I had that even my mom and he didn't have. And we had this bond, this friendship, the only way to put it is I had favor with my dad. I loved being with him, and we would talk about things, everything, relationships, politics, religion, you name it. And we would never argue, we would discuss. We would just, as friends, we would talk about different things. And I knew that I could trust him. And so that's what I think Jesus is getting at when he talks about Father. And even if you didn't have a good relationship with your dad, you can still have a good relationship with God, your Father. He'll bring you healing. And if you can't get along with God the Father, just simply pray to Jesus. And if you can't get along with Jesus, pray to the Holy Spirit. You know, I mean, we have these three persons in the Trinity, Father, Son, Spirit. But especially this intimate relationship that we're talking about. And this is what prayer is about. It's not about just spitting out prayers and hoping that you get things back. No, it's about relationship, intimacy, depth, grace, favor. You have to see yourself as favored by God. Remember Mary in her song, she said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, for he has looked upon his lowly servant, and he has given me favor." And what favor means is that God is smiling upon you. God shines upon you. He's not mad at you, he's mad about you. And that's what I've discovered about my relationship with God. It's intimate, it's real, it's a relationship. But you have to see yourself as special, just like I did with my dad. You are special. That's what the scriptures tell us. You were chosen before the world began. You are favored. You are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. This comes right from Ephesians. So see, you know, this isn't a prideful thing. You got to see yourself as special. St. Teresa of Lisieux, for example. She noticed that many of the sisters in her community, as well as other people, approach God in fear and trembling. And yes, God is awesome, and yes, we ought to have the fear of God. Don't get me wrong about that. But she called it her little way. And I believe that everybody ought to have their little way. In other words, when you come to God, be yourself. Be authentic, be sincere, be honest. Come just as you are, created by God, his daughter, his son, and have your own little way. I can't pray to God like you can, and you can't pray to God like I can. I think what Jesus was trying to teach us is our Father. So we all have a unique, special, intimate way with God. Be authentically yourself. And we're all different personalities. We're all different ethnicities. Don't try to be like me, and I won't try to be like you, but we can learn from each other. But what I'm trying to say is, like St. Teresa of Lisieux, have your own little way with God. Love God like nobody else can. God has created you uniquely. You're a special word from God. And so love God like nobody else can. You can have probably the best relationship with God that ever was. You have that potential. God has created you for that. And that's why I work at my prayer life, because I want to love God like nobody ever has. And I want to live a life of passion. So have your own little way with God. And be authentic, be honest, speak from your heart. Talk about what's going on in your life. If you're grieving, talk about grief. Don't complain to God. No, give thanks that God's working in your grieving. If you're lonely, don't complain about it. Thank God that he's with you in the midst of it. So what I'm simply saying is, talk about the issues of your life. Sometimes, you know, we rattle on like the pagans. That's what Jesus said, and we say all these different things, and we're not even talking about what we're going through. Well, talk about the grieving. Talk about the despair. Talk about the anger. Talk about the sin, the addictions, and thank God in all circumstances. Say, Heavenly Father, I know that you're working in me, that you're going to do great things. I have a bright future ahead of me. I abound with hope. Be positive. That's why I tried to get your mind renewed yesterday. We've got to continue to work at that. We've got to continue to get that mind transformed. So prayer is something really precious. And then I wanted to just share with you a little bit about something I call wisdom prayers. Just to let you see here, just wrote a book. It's my latest book, and it's called Windows of Wisdom. And I talk about wisdom. People are hungering for wisdom. Remember Solomon? And he was praying one time, and God appeared to Solomon in his prayer. And this is what God said to Solomon: ask anything, and I'll give it to you. Whoa. Now, say God appeared to you and said that, ask anything, and I'll give it to you. What would you pray for? Would you pray to hit the lottery? Would you pray to make a lot of money? Would you pray for your health? Well, Solomon didn't pray for health. He didn't pray for relationships. He didn't pray to have his enemies get down. And he didn't pray to hit the lottery. He prayed for wisdom. He said, Lord, you put me in charge of all these people. I want an understanding heart. Wow. And here's what I want to share. A lot of people pray, but they don't pray for wisdom or with wisdom. Wisdom, of course, understanding life, learning from your experiences, receiving revelation from God. That's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, is wisdom. And so, if you look at the prayers in the New Testament, Jesus prayed with wisdom. Paul prayed with wisdom. For example, Paul the Apostle, did not pray to be delivered from his sufferings, the afflictions, the shipwrecks, the hardships. No, he faced them through prayer. And in fact, he prayed that he would grow through these afflictions. He prayed that he would be strengthened in his prayer life. And then he prayed about the love of God. He wanted to know the height and the depths and the breadth and the length of God's love. Those are wisdom prayers. See, he's not praying for things and for deliverance. He's giving thanks in all circumstances and praying to know God in the midst of his circumstances. So I want you to don't rattle on like the pagans do. Don't just babble. Take a deep breath and pray with wisdom. Ask for God. I have a prayer request site on my website, fathercedric.org. I get lots of prayer requests. People watch my programs, go to my website, and it goes right to me. I read them, and I pray. But you ought to see the things that people ask for. You know, certainly money and finances and relationships and health and all these different things. People are just asking for this and that and something else all the time. God must just be bombarded with all these things. Somebody told me one time, God answers prayers in one of three ways. Number one, yes. Number two, no. Number three, you got to be kidding me. I mean, come on. Some of the requests that we get are just like that. So really, how about, I love it when I get a request and it says, I want to know God. And I'll send them my booklet on the Holy Spirit. I'll send them my booklet about knowing Jesus in a personal way, free of charge. Because I want people, that's my desire as a Catholic priest, is to have intimacy with God. I want people to know God. That's what prayer is. So don't babble on like the pagans. Give thanks. God, your Heavenly Father, loves you a lot. And then I just wanted to share really quickly that even though you don't feel like it, persist in prayer. It's really important. You don't just give up because you don't feel good. We were founded by St. Paul of the Cross. Wasn't always a saint. He was canonized a saint after his life. Name was Paul Danio, we being the Passionists. And he was a great mystic, lived to be 81 years old in Italy, and steeped in prayer. But get this, for the last 30 years of his life, lived to be 81 years old, for the last 30 years of his life, he went through, we could call it a desert in his prayer life. He was devoid of the feelings, the comfort, the glory. And so here's Paul, devoid of feelings, but what made Paul a saint is that he didn't give up. That's what it says in Romans, I believe it's Romans 12, 12. Yes, persevere in prayer. Jesus told all kinds of parables about that, about the widow knocking at the door, and the unjust judge opens for her because she keeps knocking. Well, he became a great spiritual director because he could relate to people that were struggling in their prayer life. They were having hard times too. They didn't always feel things. And since Paul was going through the whole thing, he could relate to people, and he was a great spiritual director. One of his favorite terms was this. He would always say, remain on the cross with Jesus. Remain on the cross with Jesus. So maybe you're going through a hard time right now. Well, that's a way that you can identify with Christ crucified. That's another way that you can pray. Give God thanks in all circumstances. So persevere in prayer. Prayer is about listening, and it's about speaking. Don't rattle on like the pagans, but rather give God thanks in all circumstances. And pray with wisdom. Don't just spout out at the mouth. Use your wisdom and pray for wisdom. God will give it to you. And then most of all, remember this, prayer is about a relationship with your Heavenly Father. And you have a special, favored, unique, distinct relationship with God. Have your own little way. Love God like nobody else ever has. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.